Spirits of French Lick is proud to introduce the Lee Sinclair 4-Grain Bottled and Bond Bourbon. This 4-year-aged, double-pot distilled, non-chill-filtered bourbon has creamy, round, and lifting notes with caramel and vanilla, followed by apple, mint, graham cracker, and ginger, as well as cardamom. The finish is slightly French walnut, resolving the sweet, fruity, almost ground cherry and white pepper. Our spirits are available for tasting and purchase inside the French Lick Winery and Distillery. Spirits of French Lick. Respect the grain. Please enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Scotchy Bourbon Boys fans, this is Alan Bishop, Indiana's Alchemist of the Black Forest. So I'm tuning in here today to tell you all about the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute channel on YouTube. If you're at all interested in the art of distilling, whether it be home distilling or professional distilling, and the intense geekery that goes into that process, then check out the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute on YouTube. I promise you're going to learn something you didn't know before about the art.
Knock over the bottles.
Drinking bourbon, sipping on some scotch. We get a little wild, but it's surely fun to watch. We have what we do, we're drinking every bourbon. Man, we talk some shit, but we're telling the truth. Yeah, we're the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. Raising the hell, making some noise. Yeah.
Live in studio with Tiny.
We are three wild and crazy guys.
We are today. It's noon, and we're like three, four pours into it, and we got a bunch of pours, plus then we got to eat some lunch and then come back, do another podcast, and then do a Christmas party. So we're the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, www.scotchybourbonboys.com for all Scotchy Bourbon Boys things. Make sure you follow us on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Spotify, and X, and then all the major
media
podcasts, major podcast formats, and you can save Spotify now. Also
iHeartRadio
and Apple. But anything you listen on, make sure. All right. Matt Groves is saying that he likes the sweaters. Yeah, there's a story on that too. But also, thank you, Kenny Fuller, for another whole full year. Again, it's so cool to have that theme song.
Absolutely.
You know, thanks to Bo Cumberland.
Especially made for us.
Bo Cumberland for the actual theme, video that goes with the song. I mean, it's like we've got all the stuff going for us, and we love all the people that
this
we work,
one
work
great
with.
Year. Yeah.
Yeah. And this holiday podcast, we are in the holiday feeling. We already exchanged gifts amongst ourselves. Tonight is our annual, this is actually the fourth annual Christmas party. The other one that we had was more of a podcast party, but this one is everybody. And now this will be the second time that it's outside of the house at Gervasi Stillhouse. And we've got a lot of fun things. Everybody who shows up tonight, there's going to be giveaways. Super Nash is running, brought a lot of bottles. And then also our security has brought up a special giveaway also. It is a barrel head. You'll get to see what it is when you get there. But it's amazing. His skills, I hope you're getting faster too. I mean, you know, because it's like the more you do, you're just doing so many of those barrel heads and everything. So
that's his name, Barrelhead.
Barrelhead? That sounds cool. Yeah, he's Barrelhead. Yeah. See, it works.
Yeah,
it
works. Just,
see, I knew we were going to, we had to come up with one. Andy's been with us, and he's traveling with us. Yeah, and so today, he's taking the place of Roxy. Roxy was going to be doing a little bit, joining in or whatever, but being under the weather, also whiskey's under the weather, so we're going to have to do something later. You guys have, we were going to do a huge gift exchange. It turned into a mini gift exchange, but, you know, you got to make, in this day and age, you got to make do with whatever. It's like my favorite word for, I think, forever is just roll.
Just roll.
And yep. if something happens and you can't roll, you know, you just got to, you know, with the world today, you got to make do with, you know, if I wasn't feeling good and she was, you'd be having a party without me and she'd be running. Now, this part is easy for me. The podcast I do all the time. The hard part is going to be tonight getting all the, you know, the whole arrangements and the party and getting everybody there, going there. I got a little still, I'm not used to cleaning and straightening up as much as I'm going to have to do. Usually it's a joint thing, but we'll get that done.
We'll get it.
But, you know, it just depends on how overboard we go, you know, today. And, you know, the goal of the holiday podcast
not
is
overboard.
The goal of the holiday podcast is, and Andy's going to help us with the, he's just going to supply us with the glasses. He's going to, the Glencairns are going to be switching out. We're going to be tasting up to 8 different bourbons.
Six. Now,
well, 6, but we, Two's but you might want to taste, because we got to get our bourbon of the year in order. Now, we're going to blind taste them, so you might have little taste of the Bombergers, but Bombergers is whiskey's nomination, and Roxy's is the Ocean's 29 weeded mash bill that came from Kentucky Artesian Distillery and Jefferson's Ocean. So those are theirs. That leaves us with the 6 in front, where we're going to come up with 3 of them, that one of each we have to have represent bourbon of the year. Even if we agree on one, you got to come up with 3 different ones, and then we're going to blind them on our Bourbon of the Year podcast, which will happen a little later this afternoon as a different one, and I will run that. We're going to do it live, so everybody watching live will see it, but then we'll run that podcast. This podcast is going to run today. It's our holiday podcast. It can go. But that one will run between the week of Christmas and New Year when we announce our Scotchy Bourbon Boys Bourbon of the Year. I might even with the live at one point when we're deciding and we actually come up with it and it might be down to 2, we might cut the lives off and come up with it so it's a surprise. I haven't decided, but once again, roll, right?
Yeah.
That's it.
So,
all right.
So, I mean, think about you guys first. It's a holiday podcast. You're here. We're all here in studio. We actually have all 5 people would have been in, and it would have been a little bit more crowded. I think we could have done it.
Oh yeah.
But maybe this is just a sign, because I'm going down on Sunday morning and picking up the new bar top, and I just plan to have long. I'm going to center it, and I'm just going to screw up from the underneath and attach it right to this, so it's going to come out to here. So we're not doing that. I don't like the knees so close, and not, and then it's going to be a little bit longer, a little bit wider, so you can fit more stuff. Right now, we're just always pushing the limit. Like, especially right now, you can see what's in front of us. And feel free to, okay, Greg's, yeah, looking forward to seeing you too on
Absolutely.
Sunday, Greg.
We'll see you Sunday,
it should be a blast. So, going forward, I just lost my train of thought. I was actually thinking that I saw what Greg was leaving. But we're gonna sample these. Now, I'm gonna leave it up to you, CT, because I think you're the one who can pour the lower level. Just keep it on it. We're tasting.
All right.
We don't want to get too fried so we can't even know where we are by 6 o'clock tonight.
Do we want to leave a little in a glass so we can come back?
Yeah.
And that would put a lot of glasses
it's gonna
here.
It's going
to
be tough.
Yeah, if you have one you want to come back to, put it off to the side.
Okay.
You know, but if you think you've got your eye, you got everything on it, you know.
Let's start with the Booker's, and then we'll go from, if unless you've got a...
I was thinking we'd start lowest proof to highest proof. I mean, why, so of these...
Isn't the Michter's the lowest?
What's the Michter's?
It's low.
What's your 12 year Jack?
94.4. This is a 12-year Jack is 107. The obviously that, and then these are barrel strength. What's the Rickhouse?
Good Lord, if I could read it.
It's 108.
For the Dark Heart.
So right now.
God, I can't even find it. It just says barrel proof. Andy, see if you can see that. It's hard to see.
Barrel head.
So far, Michter's is probably
117.8.
Oh, so
Michter's. So the Michter starts us off. Yeah. And we did open it a little earlier, let it air. So give us a little. Now, I've not tasted the Michter's 10 this year. I've heard fantastic things about it.
Yeah, you did.
Where?
At Michter's. When Nash fell out of the chair, we drank.
That was Michter's 10? Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
But it's been a while. We have not had it since. March. So
was it March or May? That was May, wasn't it?
It may be.
It was May.
It might have been the end of April.
Yeah, too. Yeah, I believe it was the end of April. No, it was the week before my birthday. So it was near the end of May.
Did you drink out of this yet?
Because remember, I flew up.
You got it. That's a good
one. You're right. It was in April.
It was
for the concert.
All right, so Michter's 10, and they obviously this was a pretty tough to get bottle. I think I just got mine about a month ago. On a lucky pass through Louisville and just got lucky.
I was lucky enough to get two. I picked up one on the way home at my favorite honey hole. And
speaking of gifts.
Got the other one.
If Old Carter Batch 9 was from 2023, I wouldn't even. Right. I would just be like, that's my pick. That's bourbon of the year. Eric Schultz is watching. Thank you, Eric. He actually, CT, is going to have a tasting of Old Uncle Nearest coming up. And I was going to ask you to see if you wanted to go. It's in January 20th.
Yeah.
Might be something to do because he's going to have them at it's a place up in Akron or whatever. We might be able to work something like that out. Mm. I can't believe it's halfway to January.
This is so good.
You know what we didn't get was any water.
What?
You talked about getting the water this morning, but forgot about it.
Did you get any water? Do you have any water bottles upstairs I can grab?
Flavored. No, actually, I believe.
Do you have a water tank?
No, I have from the faucet, there's a little attachment. Yeah. So on the faucet, listen to this, Andy.
I have two bottles upstairs.
A water?
Oh, do you?
Okay, so grab those, and then I've got glasses right there I should be able to get.
Yeah, because I definitely want
to. I've got the really cool glasses, but I can't reach those. So we're just going to go.
It doesn't matter.
Random rocks glasses for water. Here's your. You got a Wild Turkey. That's just new.
That's the one that comes.
And then I've got the dollar. I've got the dollar. My son's like, oh, you like rocks glasses. This says 1983 vintage from the bin store.
Yeah.
So that's my water glass, though. There you go. Andy's at the front door. But, I like this. This has a... So, the one thing I got to say about 2023, as far as bourbon goes, I would say it's a return to home. Because there's a lot of finished bourbons out there. And all those finished bourbons are fulfilling that sweet tooth. You know what I mean? Sure. They add those finishes, and there's a lot of people who like those finishes add some sweetness to the whiskey, and you get so many different complicated, fantastic, pours. But bourbon itself, in my opinion, a rare breed, Booker's, everybody is returning. It's like a return to home, return to 1976 bourbon. You know what I mean? That even the William LaRue Weller, some of the other.
I'll take one for now.
So we don't get any. You just get one.
Would you shut it?
Yeah, it's good. And if you could, there's a right around the corner. There's a Rite Aid. Get some crackers for us.
There's peanuts in my bag. There's a box of...
He's like, I got crackers. Here he goes up and gets crackers.
In that box, there's a box
of...
Did you say
peanuts?
Peanuts.
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 Yeah.
Peanut butter?
So...
Oh, God. Oh, the whole place burns.
Look. Honey Crunch Peanuts.
Yeah, that's really not a palate cleanser.
No, we'll save those for later.
Yeah, that's like a palate influencer.
What was our next... So, probably ready... You want to do move on to the next one?
Okay, wait.
You...
Mm-hmm.
But definitely...
That one has to stay. For me.
I'll just push that up here. Nash, I'll just put yours there.
After I drank the water... The chocolate, drink a little bit of water and take a sip of that, and the chocolate is insane. It's Milk Duds.
On the, yeah.
Just left with a little bit of water left on my palate.
What did we say was the next proof?
The next proof was 107, and it was the Jack Daniels.
Yeah, but it was the Jack Daniels.
Yeah.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You still loading them and heating them up with all your single shit you've been dropping. You feel me? Loading them up on. It only takes structure. And you know, just paying attention to the climate of the game.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
So do your homies got a role in your little, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we all artists over here, man. I'm trying to get them on there. We all artists, man. We gonna have this like
Me and my man Kyle, we be like, I don't know, we play with this shit right now. I gotta lie, we play with this shit right now for real.
Don't play with it. Take that shit serious.
Yeah, the Jack was 107. So Jack Daniels this year came out with the 10-year and the 12-year.
I've had neither.
I have not had the 10-year, so
you
I can't.
I've sent the 10-year up to you.
I didn't drink it. Jack Daniels.
Oh.
I can't believe that.
Oh, that's terrible.
I mean, what do you think, everybody? Is Jack Daniels Tennessee whiskey or is it bourbon? The answer is yes, it's both.
But I'm going to tell you, they're doing some...
They had to. They started for the first time. Jim Beam was catching up to them. The bourbon industry was catching up, and they were just doing their thing. Then they came out with those awesome single Coy barrels Hill. And wow. those barrel
this
brews.
Has got
but they
amazing
had
amazing nose to mm-hmm. it, caramelly.
What the shit? That wins over that.
The nose is awesome.
Yeah,
Andy, you can have a sip on anything.
You don't want to drink that Tennessee whiskey. Just
in here. Just give me more of it. Have you had this yet?
Remember who I am. I'm tiny. All right, I got to give a shout out. This is the holiday. Me and Nash are dressed like twins for a reason.
Twin brothers, Julius.
Yes, we
are twins.
You know, I do not mind being the Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I was going to say you were Danny. You're Danny DeVito.
No, I'm not. Maybe if it's me and you, but not when it's me and Nash. Did you see how little Danny DeVito was before in the chair that he said he was going to be fine in?
Okay. On with your story.
Okay.
How did we become twins today?
Yes. Nash, I mean,
I ordered these sweaters. And as everybody knows, if you belong to bourbon and whiskey groups and all that, these pop up on your Facebook. You know, and so I ordered one.
Nash is an impulse buyer.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Just so you know.
So, yeah, I ordered one.
The Chargers fired their head coach.
And they came in on Tuesday. And so I go to pull them out of the bag. And when I pull them out of the bag, there's two of them. They shipped me two of them exactly alike by mistake. So I was like, well, I can't wear two of them, so why not take one to Tiny?
His twin brother.
Yeah, which he'll wear that size. And boom, so there you have it. So, but I did not tell him to wear his this morning. I'd already planned on wearing mine. So I get down over here, and I couldn't go back and change, which he clearly could have, went upstairs and changed, but he decided not to.
No, I'm going to wear this. I'm proud of this.
You guys should
Taylor,
rock it.
Man.
Yeah, that's a good...
I got my chicken cock sweater.
I save mine, my sweater for later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna. Yeah, my chicken cock is later, and on the bourbon of the. I'll wear it for that one.
Yeah, I've got another one for later too.
So, what's your feeling on the between these two at this point?
There's so much corn and maple on this one, and it's good. But I really think
the taste of the Michter's is better. But I think the nose is better on the Jack.
Nose is better on the Jack. But the taste to me is better on the Michter's.
Yeah,
I agree.
Oh my God, really?
The Jack leaves a different kind of burn finish. It's mm-hmm. not as smooth and just has a
gives just a slight little bitter finish to it.
It's different.
Slight. I like it,
but I think the
kinda sweet
to me the Michter's wins over that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You agree?
Okay. Yeah.
I think everything wins over this. I think there's a Jack Daniel's. There's the corn. I like it. It's 12 year. But then there's the Jack Daniel's pepper.
Yeah.
All right. I'm turning this one in. Turn that in for just drop that back into one of the. I should have drank it all.
Andy, here you go.
Didn't drink it.
I'm not going to drink it all. Dear God. What was this proof wise?
Wait. You have to have enough in case?
I believe that was 108.
108. So this would be the next one.
Next. Yes.
So next is Dark Arts. This is Macaulay's 6.5 year. It is a straight bourbon whiskey finished with toasted
French oak.
I'm not going to say it right. French oak staves.
Yeah.
108 proof. This is batch number 2. If you're in Ohio, you're probably like, I've never seen that. I have no idea what that is. It will be coming, but it is a Kentucky thing right now. If you watch the podcast, we were down, met Macaulay. We did quite a bit of stuff with him. We actually brought back a barrel that Barrelhead has that we took and finished in a beer, and that is available as well. It did 2 batches in less than 2 months.
Yeah. Hey, has it been 2 months?
Two months.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, okay.
But it was a Madeira barrel, and that's why. The Madeira wine is so strong.
Yeah, I remember. I was there for that. You guys.
That was the barrel, if you watched the video, that we're picking up.
You bench press.
I didn't bench press that damn thing.
Let me ask you, before we fix this and go on to this one.
What?
Since we all agreed, can we go ahead and eliminate the Jack Daniels?
Let's take that out.
Yeah, let's take that out.
You're absolutely right.
That's what we need to do, is to try to get this down.
Okay.
So the ten is up.
So that's your goal is to get it down.
All right. So okay. So Dark Arts.
Slut tiny.
I mean, I like what Macaulay's doing another, is fantastic, and I just absolutely love this. It's MGP, but Macaulay picks the MGP barrels. I mean, he goes there, picks them specifically for what he wants, and then he's finishing them. It's still a bourbon. It's a French oak. But if you read the label, what kind of French oak?
I can't read that word. Julipus? I don't. It's J. You want me to spell it?
I skipped over it because I could.
It's Jupilles. Jupilles.
Jupilles. Jupilles.
That's a four.
Wait a minute. That's not the only word.
Yeah.
Okay.
The other one is.
Then it's fleur.
Yeah.
Jupilles fleur.
Not
Jupilles
fleur. So Macaulay is listening to us right now, and he's like, these absolutely
mindless floor.
It's the French oak forest. I mean, he gets further into where this French oak came from. I mean, nobody does it. Everybody says French oak, and we're Americans. We just accept it. Like, there's not 14 or 50, 60 different forests in France that the oak can come from, but it's just French oak.
That's one thing that he taught us and showed us.
Damn son of a bitch. God, it's so good.
Wow.
Have you drank that one?
Which one? The Jupilus Fleur.
I do pick up the Jupilus.
Yeah, me too.
I did. I wasn't sure what it was, but then it like hit me. It's like, that has to be Jupilus.
Yeah, don't say Jupilus, because that's, you know, Hanukkah just ended.
Pete, you know, when I hear the LeFleur, I think of Peter LeFleur.
No, I think of
Dodgeball.
Wait, yeah. But isn't it Matt LeFleur?
No, it's Peter.
Matt LeFleur is a the coach of the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, right, who now cares about him? We care about
dodgeball. I do. Mm. I care about the coach of the Packers.
Wow. Not the Chargers, though. Yeah, you can't care about him anymore. He's not the coach anymore.
That's breaking news, everybody. It happened just while we were here on this podcast.
That's I don't good get to that's break good any and, NFL and news. And I'm undecided between that and the 10.
Right, undecided, now. Huh? 126. And what was our next? So we know Elijah Craig's 132 or 3.
And that's 118. 118.
Yeah, so this has got to be next.
Yep. Damn, damn, damn. Putting it up against, I mean, that just blows. I mean, just McCauley.
Jack Daniels' 12-year. It doesn't even, I mean, you can't say that it's even in the same class.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Russell's bottle that we have is they did two releases this year. The second one was Rickhouse Camp Nelson F. And according to Jimmy and several others, this was one of the best bottles they've ever put out.
And according to, isn't it Greg, that it's now torn down?
Because Rickhouse is gone. It was falling down.
And you're going to see.
They pulled the barrels out. This is one of the that pulled out of the barrels they pulled out of this Rickhouse to put elsewhere. And they basically bottled it. And it's not going to be available anymore. Any of the transferred bottles are from a different Rickhouse now. They've been double ricked.
If you see, Jimmy signed the bottle.
Yeah.
And I know most people are like, oh, man, they signed it. I'm never going to open it. Open the bottle. I mean, I don't get, you know, it's great that he signed it.
Did the J not?
I smudged it. Don't worry.
When?
When I picked it back up. Right? When I took it from Jimmy's hand.
did Jimmy's eyes get all big?
He did.
What the shit?
You know what Jimmy says? I hope you're going to drink it.
Well, the other thing is, okay, so Jimmy, we are, and hopefully
thank you,
we're coming to see Jimmy between 11:30 and 12:30 at Wild Turkey on Sunday, because Greg threw the invitation out for us, and it's crazy.
Oh, here you go. Andy, sorry.
Too fair pour.
Well, yeah, that's a pour. Look at barrel heads right barrel there.
Barrel heads, like, fill her up. Fill
her up. I really think, you do realize that if we make a movie, it's going to be called Barrel Head. That's what we're going to call this. Oh, I get one now. I was going to reach for that one, and I don't know why.
You were going to take my dark horse.
Oh, man, the nose.
Wow.
Now, I'm a huge Russell's fan. I love
this is single barrel stuff. That's a
turkey
me
nose.
Too.
This is the sweetness of a
you
turkey.
You know I love Russell's 13. What's the age on this Rickhouse?
Man, you're going to ask me to read this fine damn print again? I'm going to have to hand it over to Barrelhead because I can't read shit on this label.
I got my readers here.
I mean, it's... I don't see a... Yeah.
Yeah, he's got better light over there, too.
All right. I don't... Just... Here's a cheers, you guys. We're drinking this fantastic bourbon on a Friday at 12:30 in the Scotchy Bourbon Boys studios for the holiday. And, I mean... friends. I mean, the only thing that's bad is we're missing a few, but this is what bourbon's about. It's not the bourbons. It's bourbon. It's the friendship. And I just keep telling everybody.
I didn't think it did. Doesn't say.
It doesn't say how old it is?
Jimmy didn't want us to know.
So it's two. We have to just
assume. But I'm going to just tell you, that nose is like you could just sit there and keep your nose in it. It's so...
It smells like a sweet bourbon. Like... I'm looking for. I'm hoping to put. You know what? It's telling me maybe there's some cherry in this one. Cherry flavor.
Oh my gosh, that is amazing. That dark tart cherry does come in on the finish.
10 years. Okay.
Because, okay, so my first taste of this is really effed in the fact that it's the most neutral, balanced flavor bourbon. So all the flavors are there, but not one stood out until the little bit of cherry that's happening on the finish.
I get the cherry at the beginning.
But
I get a little at the beginning, too.
But everything that's happening, there's char, there's pepper, there's caramel, there's a little bit of...
It's
no, I would have to say the body's lacking a little because
I'm getting
I think it really coats the palate.
I'm getting a full mouthfeel.
So like compared to what we just drank where the French oak kind of overtook the drink.
This toasted sweetness.
This is like, oh my God, I can taste the oak. I can taste the cherry.
Once again,
I can taste the vanilla. I can taste the caramel. Mm.
The vanilla comes through on that second. Yeah. I'm gonna need two, three more pours of that to figure out if I,
you got your checkbook.
I agree.
Ready?
Yeah, there you go.
I think that'll cover a ride back to Springfield.
Right? That's right.
Son of a bitch, the Uber's expensive. Barrelhead, what the hell's wrong with you? Wow,
he is protecting me. There it was. it's like, yeah.
Wow, the finish off this last drink. Wow.
That's special.
That's even better than Master Blends.
Yeah, that's special.
Yeah, I agree with what Jimmy said on that one. That's
a damn good bottle.
I would say if there's any aspect...
That finish is killer. You don't want to drink water to cleanse your palate. I don't want it to go.
I don't want to go to the next bottle now.
What cereal is that one going on?
Oh, I want to watch that. Right here.
Lucky Charms.
Yeah. Lucky Charms and the Rick House. Yeah.
That's happening.
Why is there someone at my front door?
Delivery.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It's whiskey.
He's coming.
He's feeling better.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
He's on a ventilator.
Stacy Major is watching.
All right.
Hey, Stacy.
Hey, Stacy.
Super Nash tells me all about the deals that you guys get. I look forward to coming down to South Carolina. And
he'll be down in February. And I hope to bring you by and meet you, Stacy.
Okay.
Merry Christmas to you, Stacy.
Yeah.
As much as I want to stay there in the Rick House world, we got to move on.
I would say that is a forerunner.
Yeah, that's...
But it's not... We're only picking three.
We got to pick three.
So right now, you know what I mean? It's up there, but it's not the one. And when we blind this shit, it's going to be fun because we definitely have pre-fucking-conceived notions in our brain.
Yeah.
I mean, we all know what the cost of that bottle was.
We do not.
We all know. Oh, yeah, right.
You CT. Have them.
I can't wait.
Hey, wait a minute. I paid for it. I had definitely.
Yes, you piece of notions. And it should, I will say that it every bit delivered, right?
Let's just say it delivered. If you were ever going to pay $300 for retail, not secondary.
It has been left at the front door. Go get that bottle of Happy that I sent up, and let's open that bad boy up.
I may not come back down, though.
He got abducted at the door.
Yeah, oops.
And now I got to get an Uber back to Springfield.
Yeah. No, I figured what better bottle
we got Roxy. Than a Roxy's hitting the door. Yep, I heard her open that door. That package is coming.
She had something she
needed. She's the person at the front door now.
Yeah. You're going to have to move your phone over because we're going to need
that bottle. This is Booker's. No. For everybody watching, Booker's
this is our this is our Bookers of the Year. The Scotchy Bourbon Boys Bookers of the Year was between the last two batches, 3 and 4. If you want, I actually have the card. It's a little bit easier.
We don't need to read the history.
No, I mean, but they had four.
We did it in a blind between the four batches.
What?
Glass.
Oh, it's getting ready to tip.
Ooh. Ooh.
So the four batches they did this year, actually.
See, you got me.
Pretty solid all the way across the board. This was batch three. It came in at 126.6 proof.
Yeah.
And it was the Mighty Fine batch. Of the batches this year for me, I have not had this batch. I have the other three. I did not get this one.
The Storyteller was up there, and we had the Blind Storyteller.
Which was batch four?
Which was batch four up against this. I had Storyteller, which was a sweeter bourbon, he had the Mighty Fine batch in the initial. Then because we picked two different, we blinded him again.
Yeah, we had.
And then he picks the Mighty Fine batch off of it, and I pick the Mighty Fine batch, and that's how. Then he tells me this fucker. He tells me that I'm gonna for the bourbon of the year. I'm going with Storyteller. I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah, how can you go with Storyteller? You can't go with Storyteller.
Well, I like
you made Booker's of the Year. If you would have just picked Storyteller, it would have been done. But it's like, it's got to be our Booker's of the Year. So,
but I think that people out there, you know, I hear people talk about Booker's and they're like, oh, you know, I don't think it's worth $99. Well, let me tell you. For what they're putting out there for $99, especially in today's market, they could have easily changed the price point of this to $129, because there is stuff out there for $99 that is not as good and is not as presentable, which not everything's about presentation, but the box is cool. You know, a lot of people use the box in their home bars to put their bitters and things in, but this year they definitely took the game up. On Booker's. I think they definitely have had good batches year after year. There's like, that batch was good. But this year, it was pretty
solid. Mighty Fine. Hold on.
Case in point of what you're talking about. Last year, which they only came out with, three batches. And that was Booker's point. He said, they're not ready. Fred's. I mean, yeah. And that's what Fred
Booker didn't say that from heaven.
That's what Fred did. Booker told Fred, in his head.
No.
So that's what Fred was talking about, and you know, as he was tasting them.
I mean, if they come out with batch five,
it was like, you know, it's not ready.
Did you retouch?
So they stopped at three.
The first batch of 2024, the Springfield batch.
I was just gonna say this year. Did you know that Barrelhead?
We need that
Barrelhead. Next year we have a batch,
the first Springfield batch.
Named after Springfield.
I mean, that's going to be the best damn batch.
I'll just throw this out to Fred and Sandy and Freddie that at one point we're going to get to know you so well, you're going to do a CT batch.
Yeah, and I'm going to and the Springfield batch. You get that. You get me enough of that, and I'll sell every daggone bottle they got.
I don't think they have a problem selling Booker's. That's for sure.
Yeah.
But this batch is the Mighty Fine batch. It is what Booker always described, as Fred said, what when he tasted something he'd say and that he liked, he'd say, he'd ask you the question, that's a Mighty Fine batch, don't you think? And when he said that's Mighty Fine, Fred knew that was his stamp of approval. And in this case, he feels that it would be, and I have to say, all four Bookers were fantastic this year. In the past, you know, like your palate, sometimes you don't align with everything, but there's been some. What the shit?
What's Barrelhead doing?
Oh, no, it was a definite, it was an Adam Sandler movie moment right there. And there was no doubt. It's just like, all he had to do is take his shirt off and it would have just been right there. Anyways, so this is a Mighty Fine batch. We thought it was a Mighty Fine batch, but I think this goes up against Booker's of the past. What Freddie and Fred are doing and they are doing with this whiskey, I don't see how this is, in this day and age, this is not worth $99. I mean,
it's absolutely.
I mean, $115 at the distillery, still worth it.
Yeah.
You get the box. It's like if you love bourbon, really bourbon, it's not something that you have to actually pay attention to when it comes because it'll be sold out if you don't. If you're not available for the release, you got to really kind of look around. You still can get it for the right, you know, people pick it up. But at the same time, those four batches, you got to. So it's exactly what bourbon should be. You can get it, but it's not easy to get. It's packaged beautifully, and then it tastes fantastic. It's barrel strength. It's the original barrel strength, right?
You can give them those two minutes.
Okay.
It's the original barrel strength bourbon. It is uncut, unfiltered. It's what comes out. Now, if there's anything anybody needs to know about this, one last thing, is that water, when Booker was making this, was supposed to open it up. You were supposed to batch it down. You were supposed to,
yeah.
You know, they didn't think we would all be drinking this at the proofs we're drinking.
Yeah.
They thought we would add our water. So anybody who says $99 is too much, well, guess what? If you proof it from 120 down to 100, you're getting up. You're getting 100.
You're getting probably 125 milliliters. So it's what you're supposed to do. Most people don't know that. So,
cheers. I'm going to try that.
I'm turning my box into a smoker for my drinks.
Yeah, they do that.
Yeah. And I've seen that before too. Yeah. And that's so cool.
Yeah.
That
and I'm gonna.
This is gonna be hard when we get down to these four. That's what
I'm gonna do with my electric smoker.
Guys, I'm telling you, these four are.
So this is exactly what I remember. So Matt Lyons asked, and if we bring something to the Christmas party, once again, bring what you want.
Hey,
Matt, I mean, nothing required.
Bring liqueur 43. So you can add it to everything.
Yeah, but bring a full unopened bottle so that Mike can use it. He'll use it for everything. Yeah, that's your. He said that on Facebook Messenger, but I'll message you liqueur 46, and then
43.
What's up, Leland?
Cheers,
brother.
Leland, good to see you. Yeah. He's out of Columbus. He's in your area. Tomorrow morning, we're going to be down in Columbus. Hopefully, we're going to be. We'll have to see what's happening. I got to message Ryan because he said he's trying to make it work. And then I asked him, I saw it. So we're going to see if we can get into Middle West.
All right. So moving right along.
He says, cheers.
Elijah Craig.
Really?
I need your,
Are you moving us along?
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
Can I have that bottle, please?
So this Elijah Craig came from
C923.
This came from, and I'm going to do a shout out to Matt Mayhair. Because he lost his mind when he tasted this at the festival, and that's why I have this.
And a shout out to our wives, because we were so busy podcasting and interviewing at the Kentucky Bourbon Festival that our wives actually went and stood in line and picked the bottles up for us.
So Leland Wright is in Springfield. CT.
All right, dude.
So CT's in Springfield, too.
So is
Barrelhead. And so you guys got to get together.
Yeah.
So just so you know, Leland, our newest barrel pick, when it comes out, the release party is going to happen at the Meadows.
Meadows.
Yep. The Meadows.
They're on 40.
Are you just trying to kill me? I mean, this is an ounce. I cannot drink an ounce. This is 130 what proof?
33, are you
131?
Do you have a mangina?
Heavenly proof. That's
at this point.
Tiny has a mangina. Tiny has a mangina.
Anyways. So cheers. And it'll be available for purchase there, Leland. So when we find out when that Elijah Craig, and this is Elijah Craig C923, but when we find out when our pick goes. There, he's laughing his ass off. you got to show up at the Meadows so we can actually meet in person again. You're in Springfield, and then pick up a bottle.
Yeah,
we will let let me know. So here we go.
The
C923.
C923. So everybody knows Whiskey Advocate Bourbon of the Year. It has won already two or three highly accoladed.
If I was going to post this on Facebook, I'd put the little wet squirt, little wet emoji that goes right with it.
Did
you ever see the little wet emoji?
Yeah.
On
C923, wet emoji.
What website are you on? Facebook.
I'm not allowed.
Does that have only something?
No, it's Facebook. There it is. Put it on on this one too. You got to come around. Yeah. Put it there. There we go. We got the wet emoji. There we go. See? Barrelhead's got it. I don't know if it's going to be Barrelhead, man. Oh, don't put that wet emoji after Barrelhead.
So definitely the hottest. This bottle, which I've drank, it definitely drinks hot. It always has. It's good, but it's there. I mean, it has that very flavor.
I found if you let this sit a little bit, this is one if you let sit a little bit and while you're drinking
so
and sipping on it, but it is so full of flavor.
Look at your comment on Leland. He's talking to you direct now.
Heck yeah! Oh,
I don't know what the drops are. What do I look like?
Don't let him. The drops. Don't
so let Leland, him don't Leland let him if you want to hang with CT, it's down on a Friday. Down at the Friday, all the yeah.
We're gonna be at Mother Stewart's drinking some,
Mother Stewart's
some bourbon and beer and you know. But to be in the club, I'm just gonna tell you. You have to drink E.H. Taylor over Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Okay? Oh, God.
If you don't do that, you're not in the club.
Just so you know, Leland...
You're not in the club yet, Barrelhead. You haven't even...
Oh,
you don't care. You don't care.
You've been hanging with the man, and you're not even in the club.
Just so you know...
He said he was scared.
Just so you know, before we leave tomorrow, breakfast is here, and it's going to consist of bourbon and cereal. It will, before we all go down to Columbus... Yeah.
Old Carter 9.
Oh, Old syrup. Carter 9? Oh. And Rice Krispies?
And Rice Krispies.
Fuck you, pal.
No!
I didn't have your back on that one, did
no.
I?
No, let's just drink Old Carter 9
says, and I'll do whatever.
We'll leave the Rice Krispies the fuck out of it, all right?
Listen.
What did Rice Krispies ever do
yeah,
to us?
Yeah, it's going to fuck my...
Sugar Smacks. And your Old Carter.
No, no. Oh. The next one that I'm
going
to... No. The one I'm going to do is Kellogg's Corn Pops with our pick.
You got... No, you got
to... That is happening. I will come down at the Meadows, and then we're going to your house, and I want Rachel there. I want Rachel there. I am drink... I will do that with our pick.
I swear, as much honey flavor is in our pick, that will taste... That
well, now he's
the
now he's
into
now
sugar
he's gonna,
smacks.
So it'll stimulate you. Your
stimulate? What are you? The coach from Waterboy?
That's what he was doing before. I just said all he has to do is take his shirt off.
It's nice on this side. I can do anything.
It's not on the camera. It's still recording, okay, right? You can see right. That it's working.
I'm going
to
tell you.
Back to the subject here. What
it's
do you think?
Freaking delicious.
It's delicious, but I think the Booker's. It's close.
I know. This.
Well, we got to get three.
Are we out of this one?
Yeah. I think the Dark Arts is out.
I like it, but no.
I like it.
But of these three, man, it's to me, it's between these two.
Wait a second. I didn't try.
I'm going with the 10 year.
You didn't get this?
Mm-mm.
I'm going with the 10-year.
I think the Booker's was not in the same category as these three.
Yeah.
I'm there, too.
I don't know.
After I...
Yeah.
For me, Elijah Craig is too peppery.
The Rick House is in there.
It's better than most Elijah Craigs for me.
I like Elijah.
It. But I do not like the black pepper. And it finishes black pepper, like, all day long.
Mangina.
No. Fuck you. Yeah. It's like, let's talk about what you got.
You got mangina that a dog
now,
is licking.
Now, wait a minute. The thing about this is that nobody says the rules have to be set in stone.
No, there are
so none. If we're stuck on these four, we can have a six-bottle lineup for the blind.
Well, no. I get to pick
look
one.
Look at Katzenware.
Yeah, there you go. It's like, now you're fucking right there. He's
oh,
like,
no, that's not Katzenware.
I can't. No, that's
that's
Hawk.
AJ Hawk.
Oh, my God. Plus, he's going to get me.
And he's playing the part, too.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Man, I love you, man.
Listen,
anyways,
your eyes
I can't,
are
I can't put
the part.
Reg, do you understand I can't put that on? It'd be a...
I've ordered this to 3 games at the Shoe.
Have you ever seen the skit
and
with Chris Farley when he puts on the coat? And he rips the coat.
We need to get AJ Hawk
Chris
on.
Chris Farley on Saturday Night Live.
Let's get AJ Hawk on this podcast. I mean, he's on Pat McPhee all the time.
Let me talk to my sister-in-law.
She knows him? Having AJ on, I would even love to sponsor his bourbon. I mean, AJ's awesome.
So, you were saying no.
No. We all get a vote for the three. If... I can pick whatever I want. You can pick whatever you want, and he picks what he wants.
Okay.
And if it's whatever, So if someone picks the Elijah Craig,
I'll pick first.
You pick.
We'll go right to left.
No,
youngest to oldest.
No. I'm picking
youngest
first.
To oldest.
I'm picking first because I'm tiny.
Okay, let's let Jeff pick first.
Oh, he's in charge. He gets to run things.
Yeah. Right.
Let him pick.
Okay. All right, Jeff,
let
him pick. What three?
Let him pick so we don't.
What three are you picking?
Don't Xavier me.
What three are you picking? What three are you picking here?
No, I'm picking one. You pick one. He picks one. There's no three. Oh, we it's got not like it's a fucking vote.
Okay, go ahead.
You get your pick. And, you know, I'm going to make this really hard for you guys. Because...
You fucker.
My pick is this. Now, you guys pick if you want.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we forgot. Okay, we're good.
Okay. We're good with that.
Wait, we're good.
Okay. All right, it's my pick.
Yeah.
I'm picking Michter's 10-year for my pick.
Yeah, so is it?
So Nash picks picks the Michter's.
Right. Don't think that Andy's not picking.
What? Oh, what? Oh, wait, hey, hey, no, 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 no. Wait, let us
finish. Are you saying Barrelhead? Is
not part of this after you made what? It part of this?
He's
what?
Earning it for next year.
Okay. What? Okay, it's your time. What are you picking?
You know what? Because everybody else has picked Elijah Craig for this year, and you took that Booker's over those two bottles. I mean, I'm taking the Rick House. Because, A... this is a hell of a bottle. It's better than that bottle.
Nope. And Super Nash so, is calling it fine. Audible.
I just put
Super Nash is
the
calling
two
it audible.
Now, if I was to pick.
In comes Barrelhead for the final pick.
No. We're not doing six. It's five. We got it down to the five. But I will tell you this.
He said the rules weren't set.
I would have picked initially if I didn't get to pick first, because if that would have been a whole different fucking ball game. But because I picked, I would have picked the Michter's 10 because I'm leaving the Rick House to you. I knew you were going to pick the Rick House. I like the Rick House. But I'm just telling you, I love Booker's.
I know you do.
And I like Elijah Craig. We did a pick for Elijah Craig. But there's a peppery aspect of it. This eliminates 90% of the pepper. But I get pepper on the finish and sweetness on the Booker's. That's why the Booker's made it before the Elijah Craig C923.
That's why I think in my opinion. Put the Elijah Craig in because I don't think you could tell. You're doing a blind.
I think in a blind that we should do
I think
six.
In a blind between the Elijah Craig and the Booker's, I don't think you can tell the difference.
Hey, Andy.
Wait a minute, Barrelhead. What are you talking about?
Barrelhead. No. We're not going to do C923. You can pick.
You can be your wild card, Barrelhead. I don't give a. There's no rules. You pick whatever bottle you want to put in. You could put a chicken cock in. You could put in CYPB. You could put in whatever the hell you want, whatever you've seen,
whatever you think.
You don't have to pick the Elijah Craig.
Wait.
But he can.
I know where you're going. He said batch 9.
If you put that in, I guarantee you when we're tasting it.
Wait a minute. It's not from this year, though.
Yeah, it's not from this year, though.
Yeah, it's got to be something from this year. It would win.
It can't work.
That old Carter batch 9 would freaking win.
All right. Well, we're going with what we got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we're not allowing the Elijah Craig in as a just part of the blind.
All right, here we'll put it to a vote between the three of us.
Because
we're the four of us. Do you want to allow it in the blind?
In the blind, so we're gonna. Like to
you
want to
take us to
I would
six?
Like to see. I would like
I
to
go
see
to
it
six.
In the blind.
Six.
I would like to see what it does.
And what do you want to do?
I would like to go six too in the blind.
I like sex too.
So I'm overruled. So the Elijah Craig's going in. I mean, we did this to take it down to from how many?
Eight.
Eight to five. So we did good. We went to six.
So we have six to taste in the blind.
Yep.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And we didn't even taste the Bomb Burgers and the Ocean. So that's going to be...
So.
You've never tasted that weeded, have you?
I have not had this, but I've had this.
So. I've not had either.
Let's go have lunch, and then we'll come back and...
I've never tasted
thanks, everybody, on Facebook for watching.
Yeah.
We got to finish it up. I've got a way to do that. Let's see.
Pull up. Oh, I don't need any more.
Pull that up. Yeah.
We just got to wash all these now.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to YouTube and to Facebook Live.
Yep.
To helping us narrow down these bottles to our bourbon of the year pick. All right. Scotchy Bourbon Boys.
All right, now it's time. You're going to alternate with me. Okay. I'm going to say what it is, and then you're going to say. We'll alternate back and forth the statements. I will give a pause, and then you go in, all right? Because you always over-talk, so we're going to do this like we know what the hell we're doing.
All the time.
You No. The rest of the podcast, you could jump in anytime, over-talk over me. We're talking about the end when I'm trying to, I've got this shit down, and all of a sudden he's like, yeah, check us out here, and check us, and it's like, I'm not even talking about that, so I will give you the lead, and then I'll pause, and then you go, all right?
All right, here we go.
www.scotchybourbonboys for all Scotchy Bourbon Boys things. Follow us on
YouTube, Facebook,
Instagram,
and TikTok.
And Apple.
Apple.
No.
X.
X.
And then follow us on all the major podcast formats.
Spotify, iHeartRadio, Siri, Alexa.
Apple Music.
And remember, good bourbon equals
good friends.
Oh, good times.
And remember to
live life.
No.
Drink responsibly.
Don't drink and drive.
And live your life dangerously.
And little Steve-O is going to take us out.
There you go. Right. We did that with some sort. So Caravaggio is joining us, man. DeSantis is the bell. I mean, he is like our he follows us. Caravaggio, where are you from?
Yeah.
Exactly. Where are you from?
Show me the way to my next whiskey bar.
Hey, Scotchy Bourbon Boys fans, this is Alan Bishop, Indiana's Alchemist of the Black Forest. So I'm tuning in here today to tell you all about the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute channel on YouTube. If you're at all interested in the art of distilling, whether it be home distilling or professional distilling, and the intense geekery that goes into that process, then check out the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute on YouTube. I promise you're going to learn something you didn't know before about the arts.